wanted to make all the content available, right? Like the MP3 is something people can download and just have on their iPod, because no one's just going to want to sit on the computer to listen to all the...
Right.
So if they could download everything and get it all, yeah, some people wouldn't even see the need to keep paying to be part of this thing. But I guess if it's $10. So yeah, it would just have to be a lower price, I guess. For,
the only thing we'd have to add would be, probably would be videos.
Yeah, the videos would probably be hard for people to steal, because Zach was saying to put them on Vimeo. That's what Stuart said too, I guess. And that makes them harder to really steal. So...
How could we make it just for some people to see it, though? Wouldn't everybody on Vimeo be able to see it?
No, there's no way to make it just for our paywall. So.
Okay. So it definitely should be 9.
So, you're thinking of this month, much per month.
Yeah, so that that's why he's trying to get some more money out of it.
$179.99.
Charging a registration fee just to get going on it.
I mean, I don't know. The price itself, it really just depends what is most attractive for the customers. To what's gonna make them
buy. Seems to be working pretty well right now with the current one. Like
I think it could be a lot better though. So I think a lower price is gonna be a lot more appealing, especially if it's month by month.
I know, but I think will help us.
Well, no, I think a lot more people will sign up, and that's always helpful. I mean, the more snowball effect, the better, really. So, yeah. Yeah, it would I think it would definitely help us. Because, I mean, especially since it's new content, I think, I mean, there could be 5 times as many people signing up all the time. And we're not charging a fifth of the previous price or anything.
Yeah, they're getting a lot more stuff for a lot less price.
Which is usually what people want nowadays. But usually people, people are making money now. The video games that are making the most money are actually free-to-play games, and then they do all microtransactions. So this game, League of Legends, has 20 million users a day play the game, and people get in so into the game and they like it so much that they buy outfits for their characters for like $1 each, and they've made like hundreds of millions of dollars just off of microtransactions.
We definitely don't have the same kind of model that they do, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think the way things are shifting nowadays, people are a lot more into options. Like they can just sign up 1 month if they want and see what the program's like. And then, I don't know.
Well, I think we're going to provide them with material for free already. Explain what it is, etc., and then they can buy 1 month, and if they don't want to go any farther than 1 month, they don't have to.
Right.
Well, alright, that's kind of what we had before in a way, sort of, so. And that's not too complicated, I don't think. It's just the credit system's got to come in and swipe their credit card automatically once a month. If they buy a monthly plan.
Right.
these books, this one that's going out first, we're going to make how much per book? 7, did you say?
Or 11? I think it's more like 10 something.
It's 10, okay.
For the hand-up book?
Oh, I can't remember, because we're charging $25 for it. Yeah, maybe $8 or $10 of royalty. I can't remember. I thought something was like around $8.
But I thought it was $10 something. I think
with the page count increase, it pushed it down to like $8 in royalty.
Mm.
Maybe.
Just added up 6 pages or something, though.
Well, no, when we went from like 250 to 300 pages.
Do we ever have just 250?
Well, that's before we added those blank ones to have so that every page started on the right-hand side.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, Zach comes into place. Let's make sure he gets that thing off there because it just doesn't sound right. And then.
Okay.
He was going to do this, so if he has the time to do this on my computer, it'll get rid of all the excess noise that it makes. It's running fine, though, unlike the other two HPs that were terrible. This thing at least runs right. So it's great. Now I could only make it better, and it'll get rid of the noise factor, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's see what it's like, and we'll see if we put them all on SSDs. It's supposed to work 10 times faster. This thing has made a difference.
Yeah.
The router. Yeah.
We haven't had any problems at all, have we, since we had the router? Not even with the telephone.
No, have we? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I've had no problems with Netflix either. I mean, it used to be it would go off on you all the time. Now?
Hmm.
Never. So, that was an interesting thing, just finding out. This must be quite a bit more, I don't know, is it more powerful or is it more, more bands, but.
Yeah. I don't know how those work.
I like it better. It's got 3 cute little antennas. Makes you think that it's doing something when it has that. So. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But,
very good.
Yeah, the audio's,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, I guess either way. probably the handout book's probably the best thing to do, but.
Yeah, the handout book's, yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Alright.
First.